the middle of Sunday, that is, we spent at the Lion d'Or, which is a 5-star hotel, and it was an excellent meal, which included foie gras and some rather nice-looking sorbets. And what did you have? You had
Bass.
Yes, the bass, sure. which the French called loup, which has nothing to do with wolves. And what did you have, Dad? You had
canard.
Oh, you had duck. Yes,
yeah,
canard.
I love that.
Yes, and I had this pavé, as they called it, and it really was quite a cobblestone of Charolais beef. And Mum related the story of the Charolais bull, which she will now repeat.
Oh,
tell us the story of the Charolais bull.
Oh, I was painting once when I was on a painting course out in Shropshire. And we were supposed to paint, do something that would not look like a chocolate box cover. So we decided to go round. There was a lovely green lake, or pond you might call it, in the field with trees all round. So we all chose a different view. Mine was quite good with the farmhouse in the far background and so on. And I was busy painting. Some black and white cows came up, great big lumbering things, but they were only inquisitive, so I just carried on. They went away, but everybody else saw the cows and went back to the place where we were staying. So I carried on to finish my painting. What should I see when I just glanced round and hearing a rustle? Quite a bulky Charolais bull, a young one, and he was. I thought, oh, is he going to be inquisitive or not? And he started doing little snorts. I thought, oh, I better get up. Trouble was, he was barring the only way out. The trees didn't start have any branches for, well beyond reach. And the pond was full of duckweed. So I imagine me having to jump into the duck pond, come up covered with green hair, and this Charolais bull eating all my acrylic paints and having a horrible tummy ache and maybe dying from eating it.
And you having anyway. To pay a very expensive
bill
to
yes.
the farmer.
Yes. Anyway, I thought I got to do something, so I waved a paintbrush at him, didn't have much effect. Then after a minute or two, he looked at me and I could see the outside of his eyes going red. So I thought, oh dear, what's that mean? And he started pouring the ground, so I thought, this is action. So I got the biggest one of my paintbrushes, the longest one, and waved it at him. And I shouted, go on home, you naughty Charolais bull. Your mother's looking for you. And I took a step forward. As he took a step forward, I took a step forward. And he turned round and ran away. I was quite surprised. Anyway, I stopped my painting then and got back home before any more came out.
Anyway, thank you, Mum. The pavé that I had of that Charolais was quite delicious, and I'm sure made up for all the scare that Mum had to put up with. And perhaps Dad would like to say something about the man with the pipe.
The man with the pipe?
The man with the pipe.
Oh, l'homme à la pipe?
Oui.
L'homme à la pipe. En français?
Oui, si tu veux.
Oui, il y avait un individu. Il est entré dans le restaurant. Il s'est assis en face de nous. Non, en face d'une... une femme qu'il connaissait apparemment. Et c'était un type, comment dirais-je, un type
pas
un
louche.
Peu... Oui, un type un peu louche, mais amical, génial, je pense. Hein. Mais il a sorti sa pipe. Et il a fumé, beaucoup de nuages de fumée qui... il tournait dans la salle. Et enfin, j'en avais assez, hein. Et je lui ai dit de mettre sa pipe dans un endroit...
où le soleil ne brille pas.
Oui, c'est ça. Oui. Mais il a pris ça assez amicalement et il a expliqué qu'il n'était pas là pour manger, qu'il y avait déjà un rendez-vous avec un, un groupe de, comment dire, une cinquantaine de copains dans une autre salle. Et puis il est sorti. C'était la fin.
Oui. Puis il est revenu, mais il n'a pas plus fumé. Bon, it took quite some time for us to get our puddings, but when they came, they were extremely delicious. Mine was what was called Secret of Eve, and I thought, I wonder what that is. So I said to the waitress, is this apple? She says, oh yes, you've guessed it. And in fact, it was a sort of cakey moussey mixture made with apple and pistachio, and with, of course, a passion fruit on top, as you would expect. Eventually we got away in the pouring rain, and Dad kindly took me up to Koglu itself, where I listened to the play by Sacha Guitry.